Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to have you back on Blog Talk Radio tonight. We didn't get to come on last week because of the storms, and we thank everybody for praying for us. Kind of got rough up here, but God watched over us. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening by Blog Talk Radio and by Facebook. And just tell your friends and family to tune in and please share the broadcast out so others can hear the gospel. And if you've been touched by this broadcast, please let us know. We like to know if people's been touched. And we just thank God for every one of you that are listening tonight. And I see that we have a call in here. And we're going to get them on. 706, come in and tell where you're at and who you are.
This is Brother Billy Keeler. When you say was at today, I lost the place. Would you say was that located at?
You're kind of breaking up on me, Billy.
I think you hear me now. My phone's been acting up.
Yeah.
Where'd you say was going to be at? Was it Jeremiah?
Jeremiah 32:27. Is there anything too hard for me?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I found it here. I had it marked, but I just couldn't remember exactly where it's. Jeremiah 32:27, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize. My phone cutting off earlier. Battery run down.
Yeah.
You want me to go ahead and obey the Lord?
Yeah, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. First of all, you know, I'm glad that the Lord has kept us and he's blessed us with a nice sunshiny day and he woke us all up this morning. And, you know, that the Lord is there whenever we need him, you know. We don't have to call ahead and make appointments with him. And we don't have to beg him for nothing, praise God, because he loves us enough that he'll supply all of our needs, you know. And but I'll read here. I'll start in 26 back up there. It said, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord thy God of all flesh, and is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give thee this city unto the hands of the Chamanites, and unto the hands of the Nabarenes, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. You know, if you know, there ain't nothing too hard for the Lord to do, Sister Betty. So there's no excuses in the Lord. There's no excuses why we shouldn't trust the Lord, because there's nothing too hard for him to do. And you know, that's what's wrong with the people. They want that everything instant, you know. When they call the Lord, they won't get everything instant that the Lord has for them, you know. And if the Lord don't do it right then, well, they get upset about it, and they give up on the Lord, praise God. But, you know, Lord, he's right there when we mostly need it, not like Lazarus 4 days late, and he was still there on time. Lazarus still was put in the tomb, and they were still weeping for him. But, you know, it's not our time. And but the Lord's telling us, but praise God, that there's nothing that he cannot do and will not do. And all we got to do is trust him and depend on him like we do our doctors sometimes. And we got faith enough when we go to the gas pump that we're going to get gas. And we got faith enough to know that when we go to the doctors and we're going to, you know, get see the doctor, that's going to help. But, you know, some people, he said, behold, I am the Lord, thy God, of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I mean, that's all flesh. It don't matter if you're black or white, if you're living in India, or if you're living in Guatemala, or if you're living up in Canada, or what color race, or if you're living on the Indian reservation, praise God. He said, anything too hard for God? Anything, I am the Lord thy God, and of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? There ain't nothing hard for the Lord to do. We just think it's hard for him to do sometime, but you know, it's hard for us to do it. But the reason we think it's hard for him to do it and he can't do it is because we don't trust him enough. We got to put the Lord first in anything and hold on to that unchanging hand, and so we can, he will deliver us, everyone, you know. But, you know, some people just don't want to do it. I'm going to read a little bit over here in Numbers 16 and 22. It said, and they fell upon their face and said, O God, thy God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be worthy of all the commandments? You know, in number 33, he said, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get ye up from about the tabernacle and Korach and Darketh. I can't say my name. Anyway, you know, he's telling get up. There's nothing too late. It's not too late. You can't go too far for God. You know, all he said, you know, turn back to me. And he said, I will give you rest. And that's what the people lose sight of. You know, they think that they've gone out too far. They think that there's nothing God can't do for them. And they said, I got this mountain that I got to face, and I just need God to move it out of my way. Well, sometimes he let us go through them briars and thorns, and because, you know, there ain't nothing. He could speak to them, just turn to dust and move out of your way. But we got to learn sometimes that he can't always, you know, when we get into trouble ourselves, we got to pay the price sometimes to get out of it. And that's like one time I tell you, but I've lost my driver's license a few years ago, and I had a wreck, and they took my driver's license because I didn't have no insurance, and I wasn't going to get them back till I owed a big fine. Well, the lady sued me over it, and I didn't have the money to pay her. That until I got that camp fee, they was not going to give me my license back. But not one time did I ask God to help me deliver me from that. I felt within myself that I got myself in that trouble, but when it was God's time, that he would deliver me. So I didn't keep praying for deliverance. And about 2 years, yeah, I got stopped plenty of time within 2 years. And, you know, but even one time they stopped me and they trying to find a ticket book to give me a ticket. And the state patrol didn't even have one. So, you know, that tells me that God has made a way. But after about 2 years, there was someone come to my job that I didn't even know how he got in the building because the door was locked. And this man come up to me and said, "I think I can help you with your license." And I said, "Well, what is it going to cost me?" He said, "Very little." And so when he got things situated, he told me to go to State Patrol headquarters and pay $25, and I got my license. But, you know, I said that to say this. I felt within myself I could have called on God any time to deliver me. But it was a learning experience that I had to go through myself. I got myself in that situation, and I didn't want to put all my trash and stuff on God. He would have delivered me, no doubt about that. But, you know, sometimes you got to do things in life, and you can't blame God for everything. And you can't expect God to deliver you, but he will. But you got to take responsibility for your own action, I guess what I'm trying to say, Sister Betty. But people here, they are so easy to forget what God has done for them. Now, this is coming Easter up, and you know, a lot of them are going to be in tomorrow's Good Friday because some people ain't going to be open. And Good Friday, you know, and then they ain't going to use that but an excuse to have parties and get drunk over the weekend. But the Christian people, now, on the other hand, is they going to worship God and worship the, some of them has a sunrise service, but I've not been in one of them in a while, but they lose the sight because whatever God had performed, whatever the God has set up, the boogerman, he's come behind him and done something different. Like, here they go with the Easter Bunny, you know. The church has got the mind off of worshiping, praising God and onto the Easter egg hunts and things like that. You know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but they need to. I don't want to come against somebody else's stuff, but, you know, if they're going to do it, I always believe they should have done it on a Saturday and on that Sunday, on Easter Sunday, have a sunrise service and respect Jesus Christ for dying for our sins. But I said that to say this, but we are so easily forget what Jesus done for us. We think that he done that so much for us that we can put all of our trash on him. And you know, but we got to remember one thing, you know. Like I said, you know, sometimes, you know, that you got to take responsibility for your own action a little bit. And that's what happened to me. I never one time asked God to deliver me and give my life back. But when it was his time, it worked out, praise God. God moved in it. And because I had to go through something, and I did. And, you know, but a lot of people just don't say they don't understand what that means. I read down here on Jeremiah 32 and then here on 30. It says, "And for this city hath been to me as a provoking, I can't say that name, but of my anger, provoking of my anger and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face." 32, it's in because of all this evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they therefore, their kings, their priests, and their priestess, and their prophets, and their men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they have turned unto me the back, and not to my face. I have turned to them, to me the back and not the face there, though I taught them rise up early and teach them, yea, they have not hearkened to receiving inspiration.
Instruct.
You know, but you know, a lot of them don't realize where the Lord has brought them from. He brought us from slavery. When he's, you know, Joseph went into there, and Joseph done great works, and his father and his brothers come in to bondage there, you know, and under Pharaoh, and but you know, God made a way to keep them safe. That God made a way for them, but had Joseph left and the other Pharaoh come in, they become slaves. Like they become slaves, and they use them building cities and things, and out of bricks and out of mud and clay. And but you know, then here he comes. He raised up once amongst them. They said, "Lead my children." Praise God. God has took them out of Egypt. God has let them come across the Red Sea. God is, like I say, led them through Egypt. God has took them 40 years out of the wilderness and showed them, took them into the promised land where some of them didn't even want to go. But, you know, he delivered them every time they turned around. You know, he said, but, you know, sometimes they had to go through a little thing to test the faith. But you know, when God speaks and God works it out, you know, there's no doubt in my mind when God tells you to do something, just do it. And praise God, because we know that he's got it worked out for us. He will not set no trap up for us. He's got everything under control. And there's nothing too hard for him to do, of even all flesh. So it don't matter if you're creed or whatever you are or whatever they are, you know, he still loves us. And you know, God brought them through all of that. And here come one. That wasn't good enough for them, praise God. They still mumbled and griped and complained and did whatever they wanted to do. So what did he do? Showed them one nice time, praise God, that he would deliver them, praise God. He sent his only begotten son, so they said, all I've got to show them with, I will send him. And Jesus said, I'll lay down my robe and crown, and I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to do. Praise God, and Jesus comes showing us that they are deliverance. And God right now, that God, his Father is deliverance.
Amen.
And even when Jesus was in the tomb, praise God, they thought, well, they put soldiers there. But guess what? God sent his angels down and took Jesus out of the tomb, and he arose, praise God, the third day. And that's what kind of, that's what we will be celebrating this coming Sunday, praise God, the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb, praise God. And for Good Friday, you know what's good about it, because Good Friday is the day that they took him in the bondage, praise God, or they put him in judgment, how they already had him in bondage on Palm Sunday. But, you know, this week, they took him to, you know, Good Friday is when they beat him. They took him before Pilate's hall, you know, justice, and they couldn't find no fault in him. And that's what Friday was, a Good Friday. But some people said, I think what's so good about it? They call it Good Friday because they want to get out and do the things of the world, even some of the Christian people. But what's so good about it? My Savior was crucified. My Savior was put in judgment. My Savior, they could not find nothing wrong with him. My Savior, they couldn't find nothing but love in him. And they said, free Barabbas. And they beat him some more. But on Sunday, praise God, he arose when God sent down. He said, this is enough of my son. Y'all doing this? And God said, I'll show you things to come. And he had 12 disciples, and he was like today, you know, we're still trying to teach people. We're still trying to prove people how God's gracious love is and come to heal the people, set them free, the ones that are crippled. And Jesus taught them 12 disciples, but there was one of them. He told his father, he said, Father, I have kept an all that you had gave me, except the one, the son of perdition. And, you know, and I don't know what hurt Jesus the most, that on that cross, you know, he suffered. But, you know, if I had to really meditate on it, you know, losing that one broke his heart more than anything. And that one was Judas. But, you know, praise God that But here it is, Easter Sunday, and this is good. I don't think this subject was meant to bring on the air last week, but then this, the storm and stuff, but, God has his ways in the storm, but, he done all that. Then people still wanted to scatter. But guess what? He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He sent us the Holy Ghost to teach us and guide us the way. Because God's still the God of all flesh. And there is no thing too hard for him to do. And we know that. I mean, when he touched my heart, I know that God had to be the one to do that because I tried everything else. And what he did, it's unexplainable. You can't tell someone how that feels when you get right. Because why? It was meant to be like, you can try to explain it to them, but they won't comprehend it. Why? Because they need to example that for themselves and get that feeling themselves. When the Lord Jesus Christ touched their heart, praise God. That's something like I was talking about earlier. You got to do for yourself. You got to get that feeling when the Lord comes into your heart. It's hard to explain to anybody. When I went back to work, they said, how's that feel? How's that feel? How do you do? I said, well, I try to explain it to them. I said, one thing I can tell you is that I'm not the man that I used to do. And they say, well, we'll see about that. They tried to provoke me and get me to cuss and everything like I used to. They try to tell me dirty jokes like I used to. And I would just tell them I ain't got time for them. I got something to be doing. And you know, they'll buff you just like they did Jesus. But one thing about it, if you got God in your life, he said, hey, call on me. I'll be the one. It's not too hard for me to tell the devil to get behind me. I've done it before. He said, it's not too hard for me to say, hey, get thee behind me, Satan. I've done it before. He says, nothing too hard. I paid your light bills before. I put food on your table before. It ain't all you got to do is let me ask me. He said, hey, talk to me, son. Talk to me, daughter. Talk to me, children. All flesh, talk to me. I want to know, hear from you. And praise God, that's all we got to do. We got to let go of everything else. And, there's a song that said, if you're tired of letting the devil drive, pull over and kick him out of the car, praise God. If you get tired of him driving your life and running you in the mud puddles and running you in the ditches and everything else, well, just pull over and kick him out of the car. Say, I ain't got time for this. I'm headed up heaven's highway, praise God. But it's not too hard. You say, might say, well, I've been a sinner for all my life, and I don't think God is going to do anything for me because I ain't never done it. Guess what? You're the very one that he hung on that tree for. You're the very one that he come down and showing us things to come. You're the very one that's never known him. But like I said earlier, if you get the dose of that Holy Ghost and you come to the altar and you get right with God, you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt what God can do for you. He can do it all. He said, I'll be your brother, your sister, your father, your mother. I'll be your lawyer. I'll be your banker. I'll be your grocery store. He said, I'll be anything you need me to be. But, unless you go to the grocery store, you can't get nothing. Unless you need a lawyer, unless you're going to see one, you ain't going to get one. Unless you go to pay your light bill, they're going to get cut off. But he's still hope for everybody. He's got no respect of persons. Amen. But there's nothing too hard for him to do. And that's about all I got to say, Sister Lady, and I'll turn it back over to you and say, I love you, and God bless you, every one of you, so you can hear me.
Okay, God bless, Brother Billy. Thanks for coming on and helping us.
Amen.
205, come on in and tell us where you are and who you are.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, I'm going to read verse 26-27 out of Jeremiah 32 again. It said, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And praise God's name. You know, it's according. I'll ask you something. What God are you serving today? Because, see, my God's almighty. My God's all-powerful. My God is the one that made everything that is and spoke it into existence. And he reigns over it all right now. And glory to God, there ain't one thing that's beyond him. But people have they got a limit what they think God will do for them. If it's really, really bad, they don't even bother praying when that's exactly what they ought to be doing. Because they got that little bitty God they're serving that's just able to do so much. Well, praise God. See, my God's able to do it all. Glory to God. The doctor said that man's eye, he'll never see again. But I can see, guess what? God's bigger than the doctor was. Glory to God. But we get this, I got cancer. You don't understand. Glory to God. God does. Hallelujah. And I've seen him wipe it out of people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because my God is not too small for these things. Glory to God. You see, he said there ain't nothing too hard for him. It's just us that lack faith when we come to him. Glory to God. Now, praise God's name. You see, a lot of our healing and a lot of our prayers and a lot of things we need, there's got to be some faith mingled in that. Glory to God. That's what touches him. That's what moves God in our problems, in our lives, in our situation, in our nation. Glory to God. These people got to have faith that God will change it, that he can change it. Glory to God. That he's capable of doing any and everything we can put a petition before him for, because God is that big. That's who I serve today. Glory to God. I'm not talking about I want you to serve a little God that might feed you some along or might help you with your bills every now and then. I've got one that never fail, one that never let you down, one that can reach into the hardest problem and pull you out of it. One, glory to God, like the three Hebrew children thrown into the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Glory to God. My God reached in the fire and he couldn't burn them. Glory to God. And old Daniel was thrown in that lion's den. Praise God. And he shut the lion's mouths that they couldn't hurt him. Glory to God. They come back the next morning. Oh, Daniel, did you God keep your eyes? He said, oh, King, live forever. Get him out of there, boys. You can't kill him. His God's bigger than anything we can do to him. Them lions was hungry. And he climbed out of the hole. Bless God. The children of Israel, like Billy said, they come up against the Red Sea. Pharaoh's armies are closing in from behind, fixing to get them all. Praise God. Old Moses said, stand still and see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he raised up that staff and his feet is parted and they walked across on dry land. You see, their God, it wasn't as little as we make ours sometimes. We got to get back to the faith that we know our God is big enough to deliver us. It don't matter what kind of shape we're in. It don't matter what's wrong with a family member. It don't matter if you've got something a doctor said can't be helped. Glory to God. That ain't too hard for God. Praise his holy name. Because, see, we got us. It's us that the doubting gets in the way of the healing, or the doubting gets in the way of the blessing. Glory to God, because God is not too little for nothing. Sometimes our faith, it ain't never grown and sprouted. It's still about the size of a mustard seed. Glory to God. He said if you plant that, glory to God, it'd grow up the greatest of all herbs, so big it's a bird that light into its branches. Bless God, that's how I want my faith, folks. I don't want it to keep growing, not start shrinking. Praise God. Adam. Isaiah chapter 59, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But here's what it says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. You see, when you got sins in the way, when you got things you never let go of, you never was really born again. You come to an altar and ask him to forgive you, and you felt that weight of sin come off of you, and you thought you was done. That's it. I'm done, boys. I've been forgiven. You have. But what about what you do every day after that? Because you got a record of that he wrote in heaven. Glory to God. It stands before the throne of God all the time. Them books are being wrote in. We're the ones that write them. It's our lives. It's what we do. If we believe God enough to follow his word, glory to God, and trust him in the time of need, in the time of troubles, in the time of darkness, glory to God in our lives, that he can turn the light back on, that he can bring the groceries in when you ain't got no money. People cup us. Glory to God kept coming. The Lord told me to give you this. The Lord told me to give you this. We went through 6.5 months without a penny coming in and never got behind on a bill. And that's my God. That's the one I serve. Glory to God if he'll do that for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got nothing to worry about. All you got to worry about is increasing your faith each and every day, knowing that he's going to take care of you, that he'll be there in the midnight hour when you need him the most. Glory to God. It says right here, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. You see, our sins is something God can't stay there. See, when we get saved, born again, he comes inside us and makes his abode with us. But when we put sin in there, that house ain't fit for God, and he will leave. He won't listen anymore till you come back and repent and really clean your life up. It said, for your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, tongue hath uttered perverseness. Glory to God. It said, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Well, you think that's why God ain't answering today. Maybe you got something left out that ain't under the blood. And maybe you had never got that just what you need. We need a good baptism in the Holy Ghost where we can stand with God. We have something inside us that'll teach us all things, bring all things to our remembrance, glory to God, that would show us the truth in God and the truth in us. Because the Holy Ghost won't lie to you, folks. I'm telling you, I've got them praying beside people, and them lay their hand on me. They don't know what I was praying about. They lay their hand on me, and all of a sudden they get speaking in tongues and tell me, you better get in a hurry. You need to run. You need to get on in. You need to let go of everything just to get a hold of God. And I'm going to tell you something. When that happens, it'll scare you. Glory to God, yeah. But I didn't hold it against them. I held it against me. I was the one that was slowful. I was the one that needed to get deeper. I was the one that needed to dig down. And glory to God, now I know that I know that I know. I've got a God that there ain't nothing too big for. I got a God that can deliver me out of anything this world can throw on me. Praise God. And Satan ain't got a snare that can hold me. Glory to God. He don't have a hole in front of me that's so deep I can't climb out of it. And he can't put a mountain in front of me that's so big I can't climb it. Because I've got God. And that's what counts today. People better get back to the old way of doing things. And let go of this newfangled stuff they teach. Glory to God. Oh, there ain't no God. Everything's just us. We'll take care of you. We're the big government, or we're the world. We're going to feed everybody. No, they're not. They won't do anything unless God allows it. But here's what it says from here's Psalm 34. It's the God I serve. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Not part of them. Not one or two, but all of my fears. Everything I'm scared of in life, I'm scared of failing. I'm scared of not being this, not doing that. And glory to God, he saved me and delivered me out of them fears. Verse 6 said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. See, I didn't have a fear too big that God couldn't put that fear to rest. I didn't have a trouble so big that God wouldn't save me out of my trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says this in verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the lowest delivered him out of them all. You see, he's talking about sickness. He's talking about the things that comes on us. He ain't got nothing that God can't deliver you out of. But praise God. Sometimes we got to get back that old way of doing things and get in that faith of God, knowing who he is and what he can do for us. Praise God. Because it tells over here in Matthew, praise God, chapter 15, verse 30, start there, said, great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And what did he do? Because of their faith, what did he do? He said, and he healed them, every one of them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified Oh, the God of Israel. We've got to start glorifying God when we get up in the morning. It was God give you this morning. And if you make it through the day, it'll be God that took you through it. Glory to God. If there's food on the table, glorify God for it. You got clothes to wear, glorify God for it. Because you wouldn't have it if it wasn't a blessing from God. Hallelujah. You got somebody you love in your life and they love you. You need to glorify God for that. Because love is God. That's God that's shining down on you. Praise God. See, my God's bigger than what people give him credit for. My God ain't too short and he can't reach out and get a hold of stuff in my life and get it out of my way. He's not the glory to God so big and mighty that he don't look down on this little fool right here and know his troubles and trials and deliver him out of them. It's all glory to God. He loves me and he loves you. And just like Benny said, the one that's lost and deepest in sin right now, you're the very one that Jesus died for. He wants you to have a chance. You may think, I've done so much. I've gone so far. I've run so far into darkness. He's got a light that'll shine right into the pits of hell. If you are not in the fire yet, he can pull you out. Friend, don't let go tonight. Know that your God is bigger than anything you've ever done. His forgiveness is bigger than that. His love goes deeper than all your troubles and all your fears. And praise God, tonight he wants to save somebody from their self. And see, it was me, the one that got prophesied that it was me that the man told me I need to run and get in a hurry. I was slowful. I was backing up instead of going forward. And he told me right in the church house that honey set fire. There's something got in me. Something got on me. I knew how big my God was. He was letting other people read my mail. And glory to God. He will you too. Somebody will come up to you one day and tell you you're not doing right or you're not where you should be. And glory to God, you better pray to God that he'll put you where you need to be, that you'll get to doing right. Because one day you're going to need. One day you're going to cry out. But it may be like it said over. He may stop his ears up. He might not hear you because you've let that sin creep back in your life. Glory to God. You see, the Bible said once we're filled up with his spirit, it said we're sealed by that spirit unto the day of redemption. Glory to God. I want to be sealed up. I don't want nothing outside getting inside. I want to be like we used to can stuff out of the garden. When that lid pops, it stays sealed. It's in there, and it's good when you get ready to eat it. Glory to God. I want to be good when I get to heaven. I want to be meat for the Father. Glory to God that he can look at me and know his seal stayed in place and know that my faith increased instead of just sitting there and not doing nothing. I've done something with my faith. I went out and told people about Jesus. I carried the word of God to them. Hallelujah. And if I could just help somebody, I was there. That's faith, knowing that God delivers where we can't, where the doctors can't, where nobody else can. We got a God that's able. We got a God that's ready and willing and wanting to do something for each and every person that will seek his face. Glory to God. But you got to know that your God's bigger than your problem. He's bigger than your sin debt you owe. He took it on Calvary with him. It's already been paid for, friend. Glory to God. Don't think that you've separated yourself so far that you can't come back. If that was true, he wouldn't have had nothing to do with me. But praise God, our God's mercy is bigger than our faults. There's something to think about. His mercy is bigger than our faults. Everything we've done wrong, every time we didn't obey, every time we went astray, glory to God, his mercy was right there. The children of Israel, he brought them out of Egypt. Across the Red Sea, they seen that miracle. They went to griping and growling and grumbling. And God was so big, he sent manna down from heaven. The bread that they could just go out and gather up and bring in and eat. And then they got to griping again. We want the meat too. And see, that's why people are. We're never satisfied. But if you've got Jesus, you need to be satisfied. You need to understand I've got it all. Because he'll never let me down. He'll take me through everything. Because when they got to griping about meat, he sent quails down. It would either go out there and knock them in the head, gather them up, and they cook and eat them. And glory to God, then they'd get where they'd once done without water a half a day. They'd go to griping. And he went out there and told them, he said, smite that rock. He hit a big old rock and the water gushed out of it and give them all water. All the way through that desert. All the time they walked, he did that for them. and he kept them. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. 40 years he led them through the wilderness. Glory to God. And I'll tell you something else. Hallelujah, God. They would have made it in the promised land if they didn't go to doubting God. Because he took them in the promised land, and they looked around, and they come back and said, oh, we're too little. We can't take these men. They're so huge. They're so this. They're so that. You see, their God shrunk up before their eyes. Their God got too little to deliver that land that he said he would give them. Praise God. Don't let that happen in your life. Let God be almighty. Let everything else look little. Let your problems look small. Let your troubles be so weak. Glory to God that you know he'll take them away from you, clean you up. Glory to God, and make you be able to stand before the devil. Hallelujah, God. Spit in his eye and tell him, I've got a God that's bigger than you, oh boy, and you can't drag me back into that stuff. I'll not go. And God will deliver you out of you. That's the only enemy I got when I look in the mirror is me. I'm the only one can bring me out from under God's hand. I'm the only one that can doubt God. Hallelujah. I'm the only one that can hinder my prayers. I'm the only one, praise God. Talk, my dear aunt come down here today, and she's got a blood flow problem. She's not getting the blood, enough blood flow to her bladder and her kidneys and stuff. And I got down, we prayed. And I just asked God, I said, she wasn't no candidate for surgery, God. I said, but she don't need surgery, she needs you. Take your finger and open that up, God. I'm trusting you to do it. I believe you're doing it. And I felt the power of God fall, praise God, and I'm believing, see, that that's going to open up. I'm believing that that's going to take place because my God's bigger than that problem. He's bigger than anything old devil can put on us. Glory to God. And he's bigger than any problem you've ever had. Because it's him. Every problem you come through, it was him that brought you through it. The devil don't love you. He ain't going to bring you through no problem. He'll leave you in it and see you waller in it because he knows he's got you. If you don't cry out on God, he's got you. So, friend, we got to start trusting God like the old people did. Where they went to church every time a church door was open, and there'd be so many people, they'd stand outside and listen through the windows just where they could get the word of God, just where they could hear the truth, just where they had a place to cry out and let their petitions be known unto God, because they know that they didn't have no rain, whatever their crops, they knew if they prayed, they believed enough, he would send the rain. He would send a crop to them. He'd send somebody by to help them when they was in trouble. Glory to God. That's the God we serve. He's not no little bitty God that's not able. He's a God that's almighty. He's omniscient. He's everywhere at once. Omnipotent. There's nothing beyond him. Glory to God. That's the God we serve today. That's the God of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham. And it's the God of James Miles too. Glory to God. And I know that he's real, friend. They say, how do you know he's real? Because I got him living inside me. I can feel him. He's with me every day. He gives me the strength when I get up in the morning. I know I can face what comes that day. It ain't going to break me. It's not going to bring me down. Whatever trouble comes, he'll get me out of. Praise God. That's the God. So he's bigger than whatever comes.
Amen.
This world, everybody says they're so scared just because everything's getting so bad in the world. Everything's getting so bad. The United States is fixing. We ain't even going to recognize it. Probably. My Bible said that would happen. It don't surprise me. But he also said, I will deliver them that are mine. We shall be caught up out of here. Don't worry about it. Keep yourself ready. And don't worry about when he's coming. Just look for him every day. Glory to God. Keep yourself unspotted from this world. And glory to God. Your faith laid up in him, knowing that he's bigger than anything else. They can't make you take a mark of the beast. They can't make you do nothing that's wrong. Praise God, because God will deliver you out of that. He'll make a way. You just lay your faith and hope up in God, and it will come to pass. He loves you that much. He loved you enough that his son died on Calvary's cross, that you might have a way of crying out to God, and he'll hear you as soon as you speak. And he will move in your problem. He will take you out of your troubles. He will heal your body. Glory to God. I didn't say he's going to heal everybody every time, because sometimes it's time to go home. And praise God if he does that. Y'all just glorify God for me. Don't grieve me. Glorify God, because that's where I want to go anyway. So he wouldn't be doing nothing to me. He'd be doing something for me. If you can look at it like that and serve God that way, there is no limit to how he can use you to get in the minds and the hearts of others and see them saved, see them trust God that way. But we've got to dedicate our lives unto him because he has dedicated everything unto us. And Sister Betty, I believe I'm going to turn it back over to you. I tell all of you, I love you, praying for all of you, praying for everyone that listens on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and just ask you, if you hear this and somebody needs to hear it, you know, share it to them. It's time. We can't wait no longer, folks. Time is winding up. It's just like a clock that's got the sand in that little hourglass. We're running out of sand, and we're doing it fast. But when it's over, when that last grain runs out, where are you going to be? That's what matters tonight. Where are you going to be when the last grain of sand runs out? Glory to God. Love all of you.
Praise the Lord. And enjoyed that word. Got another one here that's come on. 813, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Well, hello there, Sister Yearwood. This is Pastor Franklin Bennett in Bartow, Florida, at the War Room Church.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we're going to start church actually here in just a few minutes. And I didn't realize what time it was. I thought that I'd call you because I hadn't been able to get through to you for some time now. And so I haven't been able to make a social call, so I'll ask you now socially, how are you doing?
Doing good. Blessed.
All right. Praise the Lord. Is there anything too hard for the Lord, Sister Betty?
No.
There is nothing too hard.
If we just believe.
Faith is the thing. It's the key to every measure that there is with God is faith. And staying faithful. That's another thing. Is staying faithful to the end. And keeping the attitude like the Hebrew children did. They said, we don't know if he will deliver us from the fire or not, but we know he will deliver us from you, O King. And so the good thing about God is, even though we may not get delivered from our enemy in the event of a sickness unto death or some other kind of event, God will deliver us from our enemies. And that's the good thing about the Lord, is we can trust him to deliver us. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. He proved that. You know, tomorrow is Good Friday. They call it Good Friday. And I guess they call it Good Friday because that was the day that Jesus died for mankind. I'm really not sure all the history behind that title, the Good Friday, but we know that Jesus paid a terrible price for all mankind. And on Sunday morning, which is the first day of the week, Resurrection Day, he was raised from that grave. And so those two events just right there, him coming into the world and being born of a virgin, that proves right there that nothing's too hard for him. To live here on the earth and to go through the persecution that he went through and the beating that he went through and being nailed to the cross like two boards nailed, he did that successfully. So that wasn't too hard for him. He went into the grave, and there are some people that say that he preached to those that was in the grave. I don't know about that, but I don't want to get into that one. That's not my doctrine. But I do know this, that he went to the grave, and whether he preached to the one that was dead and in there or not, I'm not sure. They say he did. Some places may hint to it. But I'm saying it wasn't too hard for him to go to the grave and then for him to raise himself back up again. And that was that Jesus said that he had the power to lay his life down, and he had the power to raise it back up again. And he did it. And that wasn't too hard for him. And he came into the world knowing that the world was full of reprobates, prostitutes, whores of every kind, whoremongers of every kind, thieves and murderers. He came into a world, it would be like you and me going into a really bad neighborhood so that we could save the neighborhood. We would go into that neighborhood and lay our life down. That's what Jesus did. He came into a really bad neighborhood, which was the earth. And He came into it willingly on his own, and he did it for all of us. And it wasn't too hard for him. There's nothing that's too hard for God. If he can come here and take the persecution and take the people scorning and laughing and mocking while he did nothing but good for people, think about it. When he was on the earth, he healed people of diseases. He growed their arms back. He healed people of palsy. He healed people of all kinds of diseases. And man, he cast devils out of it. And these are the same people that turned on him. They, on this day so many years ago, they were waving the palm branches in front of that donkey that had never been ridden by a man before. They were waving it, and they were praising him, when just a little bit after that, they were crying, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." The one that healed them of their diseases, the one that fed them whenever they were hungry out there with nothing but just a little bit of fish and a little bit of bread. Jesus did all these things. He did miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle for people, and people still showed how ungrateful they were and what kind of a neighborhood it was that Jesus had came into. You and me are in, we're born into the same kind of neighborhoods. We're born into the neighborhoods where all around us are thieves and robbers and murderers and whores and prostitutes and whoremongers, and it goes even worse than that. Everything that you can imagine that's a sin in the eyes of God, we have it in our neighborhood. You know, they say a lot of times these people that are homeless and murderers and all that, they're a product of their environment. And then to some degree, and some to some level, that's the truth. But not everybody... not everybody stays in what their environment was. Not everybody lives what they were raised up in their environment. Some people meet Jesus along the way, and their environment changed, and their lifestyle changed, and their hope changed, and their end in life changed. And God predestinated them at the new birth to have an everlasting life with him. And there's nothing hard or too hard for the Lord. My brother asked my grandfather one time, "Can God make a rock so big that even he can't pick it up?" And my grandfather, with great wisdom, answered him back, and he said, "Our God is an awesome God, and he's the master of whatever he makes. So there's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that's impossible for him. Everything is possible for him. Anything can be go with God. But God, the thing that God really likes to hear, he likes to hear people's heart turn to him. He likes to hear people's cry out to him for hope. He likes to hear people say, "I'm sorry for the things that I did whenever I was coming up. I'm sorry that I got caught up with my neighbor whenever they were doing these things or that thing, or that pretty little girl or that good-looking little guy. I'm sorry that I got caught up." That's what the Lord loves to hear from the people that's walking on the earth right now, is people that are saying, "I'm sorry for the things that I did. I accept what you did on the cross for me. I know that it was a hard thing for you, but it wasn't impossible for you to come into the world and lay your life down for me, and it wasn't impossible for you to die for me and to be buried into a grave, and it wasn't impossible for you to be raised from the grave. It's not impossible for you to do that for me, and it's not impossible for you to save me now out of my wretched ways and forgive me for my sins and redeem me from the ways that I am and show me another way." That's not impossible for God too. God can do all things, not just heal people and save people in this life, but he can deliver people from anything. It doesn't matter what they're bound by. All we have to do as individuals is to reach our hands out to God and cry out to him, and we can find that there's nothing that's impossible for him. Not one thing that's impossible for him. I appreciate God and what he has done for us. And we continue to walk in amazement. And, you know, I would be a liar if I sit on this radio broadcast and said that everything was going great, that we never had no trials, that the devil never tested us, that he never tempted us above what we were able to, that we never got anger about anything. I could sit there and talk all that rubbish, but it would be a lie. But I can tell you this, through it all, Jesus is here with me, and he hasn't left me since he came to be with me, and he won't ever leave me, and he won't ever forsake me, and he won't ever forsake nobody that's listening to me right now or anybody that's not listening. Jesus is not going to forsake nobody. He's going to always be there for every one of us. And I know we are, you said a while ago about the world, yeah, the world is really cutting up, and either Mother Nature itself is trembling at the events and the things that's going on, how humanity has dived off into the pools of sin and unrighteousness and wickedness, how they are so content to live with these things, and how they allow the governments of the world, it doesn't matter what nation you're in, but the governments of the world have now got to the point where they have so much power over the believers that all they have to do is just shake their finger at the believer, and the believers will tremble and pee their pants because they're so scared of what the government's going to do or what the world's going to do. People have lost their courage, and the saints of God need to again receive strength from the Holy Ghost. They again need to be, you know, Peter, he denied Jesus 3 times, and he denied Jesus and went out and wept bitterly about it. But on the day of Pentecost, when the Pentecost came to them and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, Peter became a different man, and he preached with boldness. And wherever he went, he preached with boldness. He preached with strength, and that strength was the knowledge of God and who he was, and the knowledge that the Holy Ghost now dwelt on the inside of him. It was no longer on the outside of him. He was no longer having to lean on the spirit that was on the outside of him, but now the Holy Ghost was dwelling on the inside of him, and he had an inner strength that he could lean on and that he could trust. And the same thing with us, that inner strength inside of us keeps us in that place where there's nothing that's impossible for us. Jesus himself said all things are possible for him that can believe. So that it's not just God, that's God is not limited, but we are also not limited if we can believe, if we can trust in him, if we can have the courage and the boldness and the gut, if you want to call it that, to stand up on what God said to stand up on in a world where they're all saying, no, let's do it like this. But we say, no, we don't want to do it like that. We want to stand on the righteousness of God. We want to stand on what the Lord said is good. And that's what we're going to stand on no matter what happens to us. Our God is with us, and he's going to see us through. He was raised from the dead, and he is going to continue raising the saints of God from the dead. He, every saint of God, I think about Brother Yearwood and my mother and other people that have died. Well, we might not have seen their body be raised from the dead, but we know that they never died. We know that the Word of God made a promise, that Jesus made a promise to us, that those that are in him would never die, and they would never taste of death. And I thank God that even though it might have the appearance that we died, and it might have the appearance that we tasted of death, but we don't taste of it. We step out of this body, and we step out of it with glory, and we step out of it with praise, and we step out of it with honor. And the Word of God said glorification. He glorifies those that he has predestinated, and he predestinates all of those that are born again by the name of Jesus Christ. They are all predestinated to live forever with God in his kingdom. Everyone who is born again is predestinated to be with God in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Well, brother, it's about time for me to start my church service here. Even though there's not anybody here right now, I'm still going to get off so I can concentrate on that. But Sister Yearwood, we love y'all. We love to hear you guys, and we love to hear Brother Tim sing. I hear him all during the week. I peek in there and listen. And we love y'all, and we appreciate y'all, and we're praying so much for y'all. And we ask y'all to keep praying for us. Sometimes it seems like it's a lonesome walk, but, you know, we just trust God. We know that God is with us, and it doesn't matter what it looks like to our natural eyes. We know that he is with us, and that we are overcomers, and that we are winners every time. We're winners all the time. So God bless y'all, and I'm going to turn it back over to you now.
God bless, and thanks for coming on and obeying God. Tim's going to come around. God bless. We love y'all. Tim's going to come around and sing a couple songs now, so just worship the Lord with him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
When David gathered a handful of souls, where the soldiers had fallen, he waited alone with a prayer and a lullaby. The giant fell on the stars. But that's what David prayed for, and that's what David got. No, you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. There was a woman drawing water from a well. She had so many regrets. So often she fell, but Jesus knew where she had been. So he forgave her of her sin, and in her life began to flow. Living water for her soul. No, you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. When you're wrong, and you count a mile, a piece of mind, a piece of leaving behind, have you spoken to the God of Abraham, the great I am, he's greater than any problem you got. And you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. If all the three Hebrew children God smiled, and the Pharaoh was dying, God gave her a child. Well, I believe the step that then, he's here to move like that again. He has a miracle to do. Gonna need to hear from you, and you can ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. When you're broken, and you gotta find the peace of mind, the thing we do behind, have you spoken? To be the God of Abraham, the great I am, you're greater than any problem you've got. And you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
There was a king. He got a letter from a mighty army without number. He spread it out there for the Lord to get his ears. God sent a promise and just one angel. That devil's army met its doom. sing, what a prayer can do. That's number two. If there is trouble, I'll go down. I'll call in and be free. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. I see a mother and her baby. They fall for love. The whole night through, see my love of God, oh how the tears fell, not disappeared. But there's a grandpa, old man in the corner, he knew the ones we pulled in through. Now maybe still alive, that's so what a prayer can do. If we found that on a river, broken and so off again, I call on a prayer warrior at time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my knees for you. It's just amazing. What a prayer can do. Oh, it's just amazing. What a prayer can do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Working for my good. Life was calm and place it seemed, full of ordinary things. I was wondering where the road would lead. Then I looked into his word, and my suspicions were confirmed. He was doing things I could not see. Just for me, he was working for my good. All of my bad, God in every step, guiding down my path, planning out my day, putting me together, holding things plain, making something better before I understand. He's working for my good. You and I are in his hands. He's building from the master plan. He's making sure the pieces fit just right. He's working from the inside out. And when he's done, there'll be no doubt. We won't be just what he had in mind. He was working for my good, all of my best. God in every step, God in my past, planning out my day, putting me together, holding different ways, taking something better before I understand. You're working for my good. Going and making, calling and saving, like he said he would. Depression and turning. Carefully working on me, my dream, my dream. He was working on my good, all the time that had gotten every step, lines on my path, planning on my day, putting me together, holding me to play, making something better before I understand. He was working for my good. You're working for my good.
Praise the Lord. The Lord's always there working out stuff for our good, and we just trust him. Brother James, do you have anything to say? There's nobody else on right now.
Well, just looking in the Bible about what we're all preaching on. And, you know,
amen.
That's that little thing we've been given called faith. You know,
yes.
Faith is what stands between you and the blessing God's wanting to give you. All the time. That's what it does. And I thought about that woman with the, had the faith enough to come behind him. All the doctors had done told her, you know, you get nothing we can do for you. They'd all worked on her. She spent every penny she had, all that trying to get better. And it couldn't, nobody help her. She thought, if I could just touch a hem of Jesus' garment, if I could just touch a hem of his garment, I know I'd be healed. He's healed everybody. And she worked and fought and crawled through that crowd, all of them mobbing him and thronging him. But she come up to Jesus, and you know what she done? She crawled through that crowd and touched the hem of his garment. And he stopped right dead in his tracks. He stopped. Y'all just think about this. This is how God knows us so well. When she touched him, he stopped dead in his tracks and said, who touched me? Now, everybody was beating on him, putting their hands on him and praising him, patting his back, and glorifying God and doing. But that woman touched him, and he stopped dead in his tracks and said, who touched me? And she seen she couldn't be hid. She stepped forward. I touched him the garment. She told him everything. She'd been sick all that time, how the doctors couldn't help her, all that stuff. And he looked at her and said, your faith has made you whole. And right then, her issue of blood was dried up and left her. Friend, that's what we got, a God that's so big that when we cry out on him, we can look for something to happen. But praise God, if you don't touch him in faith, you don't touch him. That's the thing about it. Glory to God. If you don't have faith, why would Jesus stop in his track and say, now, wait a minute, who was that just prayed that? Who touched me? I got to move on this. And glory to God, that's what it's all about today is we got to understand that Jesus means to heal us. He means to bring us through. Glory to God. I thought about that. But, you know, go back to the verse 18 there in chapter 9 in Matthew. It says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Now, what about that? Would you take your dead to Jesus, knowing that he can raise them up? He's going to raise them up anyway. So what kind of a miracle would it be for him to raise them up now when you ask him? And praise God, Jesus rose and followed him, and his disciples, and a woman. That's the one with disease with the issue of blood come by him. That's when he stopped and told her, be of good comfort, for your faith has made you whole. And he went on, and Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. And he said, give place for the maiden not dead but sleeping. And they went laughing at him, y'all. Now, that's how much faith most people got. They knew she's dead. They done seen her laying there dead. They done moved her upstairs and all that, you know. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put out, he put them out. He went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Now, that's the kind of God we got. He told that ruler, don't you worry, just believe. And he kept his faith. And when Jesus touched her, she raised up a dead person. Yeah. And glory to God, there's a lot of us out here has been dead. Dead in our sins and our trespasses against God, dead in our doubt and our fears and our worries, and we let them overshadow God, and we don't understand. He's bigger than all that. There's nothing too big for God, but our faith has to stay in place. It's glory to God. Jesus told us over, you know, ask whatsoever what you will when you pray, none doubting, and two words, none doubting, and I will do it. And glory to God. Even over in John 14, he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. But you've got to ask it in faith. You can't just ask God, God, help me. I need help right now, Lord God. You've got to believe he's going to do it, or why are you asking him? Why would you ask somebody something you met on the street to help you out and get you out of trouble, knowing that they ain't going to do it anyway? So why would you ask God to do something that you don't believe he's going to do? And that's where it's at, folks. You want a God that's big enough that can do anything you ask him at any time, and he's willing to do it, then glory to God, then have faith in him when you pray. Believe it, and receive it. That's what it's all about. That's what we're preaching a little bit tonight. You know, if we trust God for everything, then God might trust us with a little something. That giving us the fire of the Holy Ghost that we can put old Satan under our feet where he's supposed to be instead of riding our back every day and night, bringing all this stuff on us that seems to happen. And it's like Brother Bennett said, that it ain't that we're not going to go through things. It's that we got somebody to bring us through what we go into. And glory to God. And my faith tells me that no matter what comes, there's already a way of escape made, and his name was Jesus. And he come down here to where our faith could reach out and touch the throne of God, to reach to the Father through Jesus. Because he said no man can come to the Father except by him. You've got to go through Jesus. If you can't believe in the Son of God that come to earth, how are you going to believe in the God that hadn't come down and be seen by men? So you got to believe in Jesus Christ with all your heart. He was the one sacrifice that we all needed to free us from our sins. Not his sins, our sins. It wasn't him that went to the cross that carried the burden of his sins. He carried my burden of sins up there. He carried your burden up there. He paid your sin debt. And we need to have faith in the one that did that loved us that much. Because I doubt our mother and father would go through a Roman crucifixion without hollering, get me down, I've changed my mind. But Jesus didn't. He stayed up there with faithful unto death, and now we don't have to face death. It can't come on us anymore that believe. The ones that truly believe, glory to God. He said, them that believeth in me shall never die. That's all you got to do is lay your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, and he will take you through whatever comes. He'll open the doors that need to be opened, glory to God. And he'll shut doors in your face that you don't need to go through, that won't have pain and sorrow on the other side of them, even though you might think you want to go. But praise God, sometimes he keeps us from ourselves more than anything else, because a lot of times we want, and praise God, but he's already given us what we need. And we still won't. But you know what? If you'll trust God for everything, then God will give you everything. He said, I want you to have the desires of your heart. Well, praise God. If my heart's on God, what will I desire? I want a double portion, Lord. I don't want just one portion of it. I want two portions of you. I want to be rich in God. If I'm poor in this world, that's fine. But I want to be rich in God, because that's what's going to pay off in the end. And glory to God. Now, if your faith is so weak that when you cry out, you don't think your God's big enough, you need to get down and repent and come to Jesus over again. You need to start over right now. I've been serving God 30 years. I don't care if it's 50 years. If your faith is so weak you don't believe God will do it, friend, you haven't got Jesus. Because it tells us in Romans that the Spirit of Christ don't dwell in you. You're none of his. You don't belong to him. If his Spirit's in you, it'll tell you that all things is possible. And it tells you over in the Bible, it said, with man, things is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And that's what we've got to remember and believe tonight. If you're saying, well, I've done so much, I've been so far, I've done things that's so bad, I don't even want to remember them, then praise God, then carry them to God. Give them to Jesus, because he will take them away and they won't be remembered by God anymore. He said he cast them in the depths of the sea and never be brought up again. But do you trust him for that tonight? Do you trust that he can forgive you tonight and take your sins completely away and make you a brand new creature in the eyes of God, one that hadn't got a past? He could forgive you in Romans for the sins of your past. Everything from that moment backwards is gone, and you get to start over with a clean slate. But have you got enough faith in God to keep the slate clean? I didn't say you wasn't going to make mistakes, friend. If I didn't make mistakes, I wouldn't be me. But glory to God, I know how to correct them too. I know how to come back to the throne of mercy and get down and say, God, I didn't mean to, but I think I done something wrong. My thoughts wasn't right. I thought of somebody the wrong way, or I thought about this the wrong way. Forgive me, Lord. And you know what? That forgiveness is there. It's new every day. He loves us that much. And he's not going to throw you away. It tells us in Jeremiah, I believe about 19 there, talks about going to the potter's house. And how took that clay, he wouldn't throw it away, he just took it and put it back on the wheel and made it again. It marred the first time, it had something wrong with it, so he makes it over. That's what he does with us, friend. He'll make us over. And glory to God, there ain't a thing come on you big enough that he can't take off of you. And there's some things, just like the cross we take up every day, We got to pick up that cross and follow Jesus. And that cross don't get real heavy and weigh you down. It brings you up, because that's going to be the bridge you use to get into the kingdom of God. And I hope somebody remembers this, and this glorifies God tonight. You know, if you've ever had a bad problem in your life, I ain't a bad one, and you come through it, and you need to be praising God, because that was him. That wasn't circumstances. That wasn't a doctor. That wasn't, because a doctor can't heal you. Only God can. He's the only one that can heal. And ain't a doctor in the world tell you they can heal you. They say, we can doctor you, and I think you'll get well. But they don't know. But God knows what he's doing. And he knows what he's doing when he touched your heart. And if he's moving on you right now, he knows what you've done. He knows where you've been. He knows everything about you inside and out, forward and backwards. And he's calling you to come to him right now, because this world's dying, and everybody with an eye that's got a half a mind knows it. They know that things are winding up. And friend, if you don't turn to him tonight, you may never have another chance. But when you turn, turn in faith, and he'll be there for you. When the darkest times come, he'll turn the light on for you. That's how much God loves you. And I just pray everyone out there, get something out of this tonight. You know, this is a great, great subject we got. That there's nothing in our lives that's too big for God. There's no sin we've done that's so big it can't be forgiven, except blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And that's cursing the Holy Ghost, putting there ain't no such a thing, and this, that, and the other, and believe it in your heart, then you may not find forgiveness for it. But tell you this, if you've received it, you'll never doubt him again. Because the Holy Ghost is the power of God, the keeping fire for us, the cleanser of our souls, the one that comes in and the whole house is clean. If he steps in the door, the whole house is clean. And he'll shine a light out of you that this world can see from that day on. And I pray that you all get excited, because he loves us and he wants us to have the things that we ask him for. But we got to do it just like that woman with that issue of blood. You got to do it believing you're going to get it. If not, it may not come your way. Friends, I love you tonight. I pray this helps somebody. This, you know, this reaching the world for Christ has been a great, great help to me. I get to bring the word of God on it, but you know what? I feel God when I get to preach on him, and I feel him reaching out to people. And I know he's reaching out to someone tonight, and I don't know who it is. I don't know how many there is, but I can feel his power reaching out through this broadcast. If you would just close your eyes and let go of everything for a minute and let this word of God go inside you, touch you, purify you, clean you up to where you get down and confess, Lord, I need you because I am a sinner. I was born into a world of sin, but I know that if you come and bring your righteousness inside me, that I'll be washed white as snow. That you can purify me, cleanse me, make me over again in your image. And I can go forth in this world, and I can be more than a conqueror, because you will fight my battles. That's the God that loves you. That's the one that's too big for any problem right there. And he loves you tonight. And if you feel that stirring, please get down and pray. Get down and pray and ask God into your life tonight. He loves you enough to die. He sent his son to die for you. Love him enough to live for him. In Jesus' name, glory to God. I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Great word for everybody. We're going to have Tim come around, and we're going to have him to sing a few more songs. We're going to have one Easter song here, or maybe a couple, since Good Friday songs or whatever. So just praise the Lord with him and keep your hearts and minds on God.
Love is just a symptom of formality.
is available that's been used so frequently. Many blessing and divine, though it seems a new divine, has tried to dare the sense of life to me. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Two pieces of rough timber on the hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nail for you and me. An angel cross that he died for the law. Though he could have walked away, he chose the cross. You see why this soul emblem is so dear to me. It stood for suffering, yet it brought us peace. It bridged the gap for men, it offered cleansing for our sins. And upon that reminds us that we're free. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. She pieces of rough timber on the hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nail for you and me. An angel's cross has he died for the law. So he could have walked away, he chose the cross. God forbid that I should ever let my memory fade. Forever keep a cross in view for that. Where I was saved, I was saved. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. He pieces of rough timber on the hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took me down for you and me. An angel promised he died for the law. So he could have walked away, he chose the cross. So he could have walked away.
Right.
They placed him in the borrowed tomb at the ending of that day. They walked the jaws that broke the stone, and they sadly walked away. Sadly within their broken hearts, echo the words they heard him say. Don't weep for me, I'll live again on resurrection morn. Resurrection morn. Keep the souls and the captives free. Resurrection Lord, Jesus won the victory. At the breaking of the
To the world and work in the field until he comes. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Laborers are few, there's much work to be done. What's that wrong with all the field? There lies under harvest. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. God is the keeper of the vineyard. The build of the souls of all mankind. Open up my treasure. Working for the master. To get this harvest in while we have time. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Laborers are few, there's much work to be done. There's not long to talk until there was under harvest. I'm going to work in the field until he comes. So many things and souls are lost and dying. Lonely, hurt people need to know that someone cares. Jesus can heal the spirit on the body. So let me lift them up to God in prayer. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Laborers are here, there's much work to be done. Let's not drop what's on the hill. There was under harvest. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Jesus said a revelation I took quickly to reward every man for the good works of me. I wanna hear him say, well done, faithful servant, and I know his blessed face I'll see. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. The laborers are deep, there's much work to be done. There's a problem
little wine under our bed. I'm gonna work in the field of tonight.
I'm
going to work in the middle of
the week. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I got a few announcements to make. Next Thursday, we're going to be out of town, and I'm not sure whether we'll be able to be on, but if there's any way possible, we'll be trying to come on, but I don't know if we'll be around any internet access or not, so just pray for us as we travel, and we'll be back. If we don't come on this next Thursday, we'll be back April the 15th, and our pastor's going to be in revival at Teleco House of Prayer in Teleco Plains, Tennessee. I think it's starting the 9th of April, and I don't know how long it's going to go, but just be in prayer for our pastor and the congregation, and Brother Zimmerman welcomes everyone to come to it. So just be in prayer for that. We've been having some great moves of God there at the church. And I'm going to take the prayer request. Do you have any prayer requests, Brother Miles?
Yeah, I want you to remember that Randy May. Keep him in your prayer. He's got cancer and needs a lot of help. And just keep my whole family in prayer. Mother's doing a lot better with her eye. Think she's getting over that. We just
praise
got
the Lord.
Sick ones here and there scattered out like everybody else, but got lost ones in my family, too, and I need God to move in them before it's everlasting too late and save their souls. And for all our families, that's what I've been crying out about. That's the reason I preach well, preach. People get tired of hearing me tell them, you know, God's wanting to save you, but he is. And he don't want to see nobody go into that lake of fire. He wants them saved, sealed, and sanctified, and meet for his kingdom. Because he's prepared a place for you if you'll just get there. And I want my children there. I want my family to be there. I want my friends to be there. And I want everybody in this world to be there. I don't want Satan to win a soul. I'd like to see us cheat him out of everybody. So just remember our nation and how our nation is falling from, I think it's falling from grace right now. The whole nation's going, the hand of God's going to come off of it. Because we're living like Sodom and Gomorrah, and it seems to be getting worse, but there's nothing too big for God. If we all pray and stand together, we can see things turned around and more time given to the ones that are lost. And that's my prayer tonight. I want God to give them a little more time where they can have a chance to come in.
Amen.
And just remember me. Remember me, too, because got things ahead of me. I'm wanting God to use me in. Really use me in, and I've been praying about that and seeking for it. So just ask God to send me more power with him, not of the world.
Yes.
I don't need power in the world. I need power with God. And I'm
Amen.
Asking y'all to pray for, uplift my name to God when you think about it, because I got stuff I want to do for him, but he has to put the stuff in there to do with. So that's it. Just me.
Okay. I want to make another announcement. Sister Sharon, Pastor Sharon, went and wrote it in here, so she wants everybody to know that Brother James Miles will be preaching a revival at her church starting, I believe it's the 9th.
Tell Sharon.
And April the 9th, 7 o'clock, nightly, and then on Sunday, I believe it's 11 o'clock, and the address is Solid Rock Church, 2601 Cayuga, Granite City, Illinois. So if anyone wants to come out and be with us in that, you're welcome.
Amen.
And we'll just go ahead and take the prayer request here. Everybody else is done and hung up, so Wanda Bivens is in the ER needing prayer. Not sure what's going on with her. That's Tim's great aunt. And just be much in prayer for her. Katie Brown, she was having a baby today by C-section, so remember her and the baby. Tina Shope Hazel Baker says to pray for her aunt. Brenda Bennington, she needs a miracle. And Tina Shope also needs God to move for her and her body. And let's remember all of our families out there that need salvation. I've got a grandson that's on drugs and alcohol real bad, and he needs deliverance. He's got three small children, and he just needs to need salvation to where he could, you know, take care of them.
Amen.
His name is Josh, so just pray for him. And Shirley Holcomb, she needs healing. She's got cancer. Carolyn Martin says to pray for the lost souls and all the people that have addictions and all the homeless. Brother Franklin Bennett and Sister Hazel Bennett and War Room Church, let's lift them up.
Amen.
Let's pray for the Randy Mays that has cancer and needs salvation. Let's remember our pastor, Don Harris. He's having some health problems, and also his sister, Nellie, is in the hospital with having some problems. Not sure what it is, but just ask God to touch her. And let's remember Sister Willa Dean. Keep her in your prayers. She's 92 and needs God to strengthen her and touch her. Let's remember Brother Snow. He needs healing in his body. Her and Rick need prayer. Judy and Ted Hayes needs healing in their bodies. Larry needs healing. My sister Eva and my sister Eloise needs healing in their bodies. Liz Yearwood and Frankie Jane Yearwood need healing in their bodies. And let's lift up all the people that are still sick with this COVID.
Yes.
We've got a bunch of friends that still have it and they're needing a touch. Let's remember my niece, Brenda Ward. Her count needs to go up. And she went to the doctor and they said that her count needed to go up. She's got leukemia and she said her count's too low. So just remember her.
Moving.
And remember Charlotte. She needs much prayer tonight. Let's remember Ann Chastain. She lost her husband. Melissa Hagen Young needs a miracle in her body. And her mother, Ann Hagen, also needs a healing in her body. Carol Moore, let's remember her. Let's remember Marie Baker. She still needs a miracle. She's got MRSA in her spine and can't walk. Let's remember Matt Glover. He's needing a healing. Donna Duckworth, let's remember her. She's lost a husband and a son here recently. She's needing God's touch and strength. And let's pray for David Russell. I don't know how he's doing now, but he had to have surgery on his gallbladder. So just lift him up to God and ask God's touch to be upon him. Remember my cousin's family. My cousin Kay McRae died here several days ago, and her family's needing prayer and needing strength. And let's remember Sister Gladys that comes on here with us. I talked to her today, and she's been in the hospital for 7 weeks now, and she's still in a lot of pain with that left leg that was shattered, and she's having problems in the right ankle that she had to have screws and stuff put in. to remember her, remember Tim. He needs healing. He's got a lot on him right now. And their two children need salvation. Chelsea and Brian, remember them. Remember and pray for this country, all the stuff that's going on. Darren needs healing in his body. He was a young man that fell. I forgot how far he fell, but he got really badly hurt. He had some brain damage, but they say he's doing, you know, somewhat better. Just remember him. And let's remember Sister Lily Torres. She's still having the weak spells from time to time. And let's remember Crystal Dawn Ball. She's been taking radiation and everything. She's got some kind of something wrong in her head and needing God's touch. Let's remember Brother Billy. Remember his foot. Remember Bonnie and her eyes. And remember her legs. She needs healing in her legs now.
Man.
Remember Lisa and Brother Don and Tico over in the Philippines. They've been asking for prayer. Said that Lila has been very sick and running a fever and all. So just pray for her. And Nina Griffith says to pray for her children to draw closer to Jesus and for salvation for her husband. Ernie Q needs God's healing touch. He's got cancer. Let's remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily and Barnelville Gospel. And also pray for Willie's family in Mexico. He's got a sister that needs God's healing touch. The effect from COVID's really done a number on her body, so let's remember her and pray for her, and most of all for her salvation.
Amen.
Michael Martin is needing God's healing touch. He's having, I think he's supposed to be having surgery on his prostate, so just be praying for him. And Donna needs deliverance, and let's just pray for all the people in the nursing homes, the hospitals. Let's pray for Starlet Ward. He's needing a touch in his body. And let's pray for a 12-year-old boy that's been suicidal. And it's just pitiful the shape that people get in. But let's just pray for that young guy, that old spirit's got to go from him. And let's remember Michael Lewis. He found out that he has cancer, and he's already started chemo. He started it on the, yesterday. So remember him. Marilyn Smith needs healing in her body, and just pray for her. She lost her husband recently. And let's pray for John Harper. He needs healing in his body. My cousin Betty needs healing in her body. And Gloria Six lost her husband, and Nancy Wilkerman Cook lost her husband, so let's pray for them. There's a lot of needs that people have. We just need to continue praying for them and believing God for them.
Amen.
And Nancy Cass, she's been in and out of the hospital. She's got something wrong with the nerves in her back, and it's been causing severe pain and numbness. And let's remember Zane. He needs healing in his body. Baby Pax needs God's healing touch for his little neck and his head. We know that God's able. And let's remember Dahlia Thompson. She needs God to touch her in her body. And Joe Richardson just got out of the hospital needing God's touch. And I think that's about all I have. So, brother.
Remember my Aunt Betty Miles. She was down here today, and she's not. They said she hasn't got a good blood flow to her kidneys and her bladder and all down in there, and they told her she wasn't no candidate for surgery. I got to pray for her, and I've asked God to touch it. He can do the surgery without cutting her open.
Yes,
that's
amen.
For her.
Nothing's too hard for God.
That's right.
Okay, we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and go ahead and lead us in prayer, brother.
Heavenly Fathers, we come before the mighty throne of God tonight.
God,
we come to bring all these things to you, Father, because there's not one problem they've got that's too big for you. And God, we
God,
say, I believe that you're going to heal everyone. And God,
God,
I ask right now,
God, just pray for
Father,
all the
God
people on Farron's side, God, on Cold Rock side, God, that have been asking
Lord,
for prayer, God. We're just asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to just move by your Spirit and power, God, and all the people to be healing, God.
The Lord, for that 12-year-old boy, we come and intercess for prayer, God, and we come against that Spirit.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus,
I drive that out
in the
name of Jesus.
Right now,
glory,
hallelujah,
God. Lord, I believe there's power in prayer.
Young
and
boys,
when you cry out to the
God,
God Almighty,
name
thanks,
Jesus,
don't you,
the
hedge
of protection around you, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bring senses, God, and let him see that you love him, God, that there is a work in his life, God. We just pray right now, God, you'll break the little spirit off of him right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we just pray. God, in the name of
right now, for Sister Gladys, getting
God,
the Lord,
just
been
you right now, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
God,
that God, I say now it's about
that.
The Lord,
in their body, God,
and to set her free from that hospital, God, to let her go home and that pain to leave her body. And Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We ask the power of God to move into her body right now.
We're in a great position. God, you said you would do it. Eating abundantly above us. That's the thing, God. You're asking God right now to touch all the needs, God, and the people with their physical, spiritual, financial, mental.
God, Brother Bennett.
God, we just ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus.
And your blessing to be upon them in that church, God.
God, the
friend
that Lord
has
now
and not even
the first
way
to out of that.
And let them
Myers,
to understand
God,
that
Jesus
is the drawing power of God.
The sweet
Holy
God.
Ghost, if
set your feet
upon
that power,
the power
God,
of
in the name
God,
of
God, tell them it's real.
God,
in our
we're
lives,
praying for
the world. And God, we
God,
just touch your God,
God,
put
them
out this world
and
lost.
They won't want to turn you away any longer, Lord.
God,
God, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus to just touch her mind, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace into her mind right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Because you are the God that's bigger than any problem we've got. We lay it at your feet.
Your healing touch, God. We've been in the hospital for months and months because of this COVID, God. We just pray, God, you've already brought him out of the real bad stuff, God, and we know that you're going to take care of the rest, God, because you finish what you start. And we just give praise and give glory, God, for the touch, God, and that's going to meet the needs, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, sister-in-law that has cancer, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you
just
touch her and heal her, God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory. We praise you, God, and thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Remember all our listeners, Lord, and one on Facebook, Lord. Them and their
Jesus.
Families and their lives.
God, pray for everybody that's on God and that's on Blog Talk Radio out there needing your touch, God, whatever it may be, Lord. We just ask you to touch them, God.
Save them, heal them.
Meet
everything.
Supply their needs. In the
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, you want to tell about the church that you go to?
Yes, it's a Hope Alive Worship Center, and it's let me see if I ain't got the address in my mind right now, but it's in Weston, Alabama, on the old highway there, and it's just outside of Weston, on the right side of the road. You're going toward Tupelo on the old road. And it's Bexar Avenue from Hamilton's what it's on. And you go there, I'm going to tell you something. They've got the spirit, and they got a welcoming spirit. You go, they're going to love you. You go in, you're going to have a church. And you're going to feel God because he's there. His presence is there. And that's the place that I go
Praise
and I feel God. Safe. I feel comfortable when I go inside. And I like to invite everybody to come out and be with them and glory to God because that's just, it's the best feeling in the world to be in a place where God's at. There are times it's Sunday morning, 10 a.m. The morning worship is at 10:45, and they have Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. And just ask everybody to come out and be with them.
Yes, if you're in that area, just go on out and be with them. I know that you'll have a good time in the Lord. We want to invite everyone that's in this area in the Calico Plains area, Englewood area, Madisonville area, Calico Plains area to come on out and be with us at Shoal Creek Gospel Tabernacle. And the address is 110 Loftus Hill Road, Englewood, Tennessee. And the pastor is Don Harris, and he welcomes everyone to come. We have services at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, and 7 p.m. on Fridays. So just be much in prayer for us. And be much in prayer for Brother Don. He's also got another church down in Cleveland, Tennessee, that he pastors other days of the week. So just remember them down there.
Amen.
And we've got less than a minute, so I guess we're just going to, unless Brother Miles has something else to say, we'll just say goodnight.
I've run about 90 seconds. That's praise God.
Amen.
Go ahead,
praise the Lord. Well, we want to tell everybody that if we're not here next week, that we'll be here on the 15th. And tell all your friends and neighbors to tune in and to share this broadcast out because you never know who it's going to touch. Somebody might be saved or healed. You never know what's going to happen, what God will do. So just remember all the people that listen by Blog Talk Radio and by Facebook. Just remember all them, and we'll talk to you, if not next week, we'll talk to you on the 15th. And God bless everyone. We love everyone. So we're going to say good night.
Amen.
God bless. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.